Welcome everyone to the Sister Stories podcast. The aim of this podcast is to marvel at God's sovereignty over each of our lives as women and to encourage one another by sharing our stories. Today's episode is a very special episode as I won't be the one asking the questions. I've invited Catherine, our very first guest, to interview me, and that's because I'm actually saying goodbye to the podcast. So this is my last episode, but hopefully not the last ever. So Catherine, over to you.
Thank you, Sophie. And I think on behalf of all the people that have listened to the podcast, it's been such a blessing. I've loved them. I've loved hearing all the different women's stories and the encouragement and the variety and the age group. And you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Trying to encompass lots of different women. So just tell us a little bit about the podcast and how it's evolved and the type of women that have been on
Yes.
it.
So we've started recording in June 2021, which seems like forever ago. And we've had 49 different guests, so including myself and yourself, obviously, on the show over four seasons. I've been recording with my husband, Abri, who is checking the sound in the background and edits everything for us as well and publishes the episodes. And my idea was really to present all these beautiful stories of how the Lord has brought each of us to faith in him. And initially it was also a way to reflect on the lockdown, actually, because it was just after one of the lockdowns and how that affected each one of us. So one of my questions was really towards that, and then it kind of evolved a little bit. So we've had, as I said, 49 ladies from, I'm not sure about the ages, I'm not sure I should say the ages really, but we've had quite young ladies in their 20s up to ladies in their 90s, and that's been really what I've tried to do as well, to represent the whole scope of the church really in a sense.
And that and that has been absolutely wonderful to hear those, because those older ladies can be very humble and quiet about their faithful years with the Lord, can't they? And it's just glorious to hear their stories.
Yeah, and they've done so much, and we can talk a little bit about, more about that, actually. Yeah. But yeah, they've done so much.
So how did you get the idea for the podcast?
Actually, that came through hearing a very, very brief version of Anne Thorogood's testimony, who is one of these older ladies in the church. And second, so that was paired with hearing a sermon from Ben Reed, who encouraged us to take initiatives in the church, and he just mentioned as an example to do a podcast. And just after this evening service, I was in the car with Abri, and I just said to him, why can't I do a podcast about women's testimonies, because I love hearing their testimonies, and Anne Thorogood's was so encouraging, why don't I just start a podcast? So I literally texted Ben that evening, I think, and said, I can do a podcast. And then they kind of just went from there, and we started with you as a kind of pilot and test episode in a sense, and then we just carried on really.
I think that must be the most encouraging outcome for a preacher of any sermon ever.
and for a little video that we were doing in COVID, I think it was around Easter time, and just saying what Easter meant to us.
Yes.
And actually that video got edited, so no one apart from the people recording it heard that full testimony that she gave, which was still very short, obviously. But I was really impressed by that. And maybe not impressed, but it really drew me to that, really. So,
So one of the things I was wondering was, you've heard all these 49 stories, or take yours out, 48. But actually applying it to yours. I think, you know, we are encouraged in the Bible, aren't we, to seek the mentorship of older women and to be cross-generational in our relationships. And we do try to do that in Cornerstone as much as possible and encourage it. What have you found? Have there been things that you've particularly found encouraging or challenging to your own Christian walk that you found helpful, that you've carried on with or taken into your own Christian life?
I think the more I look at it, and especially the more I've listened to sermons, especially this year, I've more and more tried to fight the world's idea that we owed things and that we should be, that we should have an easy life necessarily, or that we somehow deserve good circumstances all the time. And I've kind of started seeing it a little bit more as, we actually need these struggles. And it's not saying that all of these ladies have had struggles, to an extent, yes, of course, some of them have had more serious ones, more weighty ones, but I've started to see it the other way of actually, I'm not owed anything by God, but he is fully in control, and these things happened for a reason, and if they didn't happen, I wouldn't be the person I am today, and none of these ladies would be. And actually, it's been so encouraging to hear how God has been at work in the lives of so many different people, bringing them to faith in so many different ways, even when you think they're very similar, but actually no, not quite, because we all have different personalities. I've just been really challenged and encouraged by that. I've also just noticed how it takes for a lot of people to be faithful for some of us to have heard the Gospels, especially when we come from a Christian family. It takes the parents and grandparents and all these generations, or even just family, friends or people around us, to faithfully kept to the Gospel and tried to pass it on. And I'm really, really impressed by that in a sense. Sorry, impressed is not the right word, but in a sense, it does impress me that God is willing to use us and that these people have been willing to carry on, even in sometimes difficult circumstances. And it really caught me by surprise how many people God is using to bring people to faith. You would think that sometimes it's just going to be a one conversation, but actually how many people have planted a little seed.
Are in the chain.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just amazing, I think. As I said, we've heard some testimonies where some ladies have gone through some really difficult circumstances and how God has kept them through that has been, quite challenging to me in a sense, because I haven't necessarily had the same amount of difficulties in a sense or the same challenges, but it's just really a good reminder to just keep on going even when the days are tough. Just go through the day in a sense, and one day at a time, as Lauren Collins loves to say, it gives us our daily bread for each day, really.
Yes. And then I guess for you it's such a privilege that you have actually spent time with these 50 people, 50 women in our church family, and you know something, you know, that your testimony is quite intimate, isn't it? And most people are, they can be quite fearful of giving their testimony, especially if it feels too ordinary, if they've been brought up in a Christian home. Do you have women that might say, my testimony is nothing special? What do you say to them?
Well, I think, I've really grown in my understanding of how precious these testimonies are, I think. So when one of the biggest lessons I've learned is probably that, and it's been over the years. It might sound a little bit silly, but when I was a young Christian, I thought that my testimony of someone coming to faith from a non-Christian home was so much more interesting than someone from a Christian. I'm so sorry to admit this. I feel really silly about this because it's just so untrue. But what struck me is that, and I haven't held this view in years, obviously, but this podcast has made that even truer to me, that it's so much more precious to see how many people had, that faith and carried on passing it on to their children and persevered even when maybe their child walked away for a time or just that perseverance in prayer as well. I find that just amazing.
And I'm putting you on the spot. Mm-hmm. How can you carry that forward as a mum? Because you're Mary, hopefully his testimony will be a very ordinary testimony.
Yes.
So how are you encouraged as a mum and Abre as dad to continue in that kind of faith for him?
I think for me the first thing is just bringing him to church, as we've been encouraged to do in his dedication, for example. But also it's really, obviously he's not really aware of this at the moment, so I can't get away with it in a sense, but which is not what I want to do, but it's made me aware of what am I showing him? Because this can, it can be very easy to actually, for him not to see that we are reading our Bibles, or that we are praying. And actually we don't, we actually try to pray with him before he goes to bed, but it's not a real prayer and he obviously doesn't get it. So it's very easy at this point to get away with that. But I just kind of feel like I don't want to get away with that. And actually I want to create these opportunities where, and these situations where he does see what is going on and what we, how we respond. Because I think on top of hearing teaching at church and in the Sunday school, wherever he hears the word, if he doesn't see that, he's not going to understand what that actually means in practice. So, and I haven't had that, so it's very difficult for me to understand what that means. But I do hope and pray that I can, and we can just, just be a bit more, make that more visible. Because I really feel sometimes that in my own life, it stays in the background. It's very easy to do that because you don't really have people asking you about that all the time, or you're not in position, in situations where they will see you pray, because it's a very private thing, isn't it? So, I think that would be the main thing. But I just wanted to add as well with the conversations I've had with the ladies, actually. You're right, there's been such a... I feel really privileged, because I really feel this podcast was for me first and that the microphones and the recordings was, were incidental in a sense. But I really enjoyed just how natural these conversations were, really. And even with people that perhaps I didn't know that well.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew, and actually I didn't know them that well. And I realised how, sometimes how similar our experiences have been, or even how different, but how much I could learn from them and how much, how close we were as sisters in a sense. And I think that's just been brilliant and so encouraging. And there's been so many times when, I don't know, we cried or just prayed together, or all these situations that emerge from these conversations, really. And I would say as well that I wouldn't want this to be episodes that people just listen to and in a very British way, just listen to but don't really engage with the person afterwards. My aim was very much, in a sense, to leave it imperfect and not to be obsessed with asking all of the questions I could ask. And I would always walk away saying to Abri, I feel like I haven't asked half of the questions I should have. But actually, hopefully, that's left the space for people to go and ask these questions.
Yes.
I really hope that has been the case. If it hasn't been the case, please can I encourage you to do that? Because actually, it's not just about us listening on our own. We are part of, if you are part of Cornerstone, then we should be doing that, surely.
So. No, it's a lovely addition to a Sunday morning, isn't it? Or a way into a conversation with somebody that you might not know very well. But to be able to say, I listened to your sister's story and that that was amazing, or the way you came to faith, or the things, I had no idea that you went through that as a younger person. It is very... Yes. Very helpful. And it's,
or even I'm going through the same thing. Can we talk about it?
Exactly. So I think it has been wonderful from that point of view, and very helpful in building up the family. And what it really was something that I think the Lord put on your heart.
Yes,
and
you ran with it.
That's another thing, Sophie, is that yes, it's a nice idea. But I mean, the technical aspect of it terrifies me, but... But you ran with it, and I think it's a great idea, because actually every Christian has a testimony, even if they don't really remember a time at which they became a Christian, they have a testimony. So is there anything else that you think you've learned from doing the podcast?
I think I've just learned that, that perseverance in faith, I think that was the key thing for me of, over all of the episodes that recorded... Either that person clearly identified that they wanted to be faithful to the church, faithful to God, and keep on going, or they clearly gave lots of examples of people who had shown these qualities, and I think that would be the main thing for me. I've also learned a lot of practical skills, to be honest, which is not, it's also very incidental, but it's been a blessing, and especially as a teacher, because, so to give a bit of background, I usually record in one go. We don't edit that much at all. So to make the conversation as smooth as possible, there has been technical issues that made it so that we had to re-record some conversations, mm-hmm. which was not great, or that we had half, like for Bernadette's, I think, where it just cut in the middle and we had to somehow do it again. But as much as possible, it's been without editing, which means that, so I start with four questions and then I build up, and as you've done today as well, like I just add a few questions on the spot. And I don't really have, I do have a list of questions if I'm really, well, not struggling, but if I want an idea. But I've used it only once. And every single time it's been just questions that pop into my mind. So I've really had to rely on, I guess, in a way, God's prompting in a sense. But also just be thinking on the spot quite a lot. That's been quite challenging sometimes. But I feel like it's been a great skill to have, especially as a teacher, where you have to be so relational. And you have to sometimes, I mean, today I was just prompted to ask a girl what sports she likes in the middle of doing an activity with her. And it was really nice, actually. And I could tell she really appreciated it, even if it was something so small. So just that little relationship building skill, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just building on information or articulating thoughts.
Listening skill is...
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah. I have listened well. So lots of practical things, and even learning how to do all the recordings and everything.
Which you have then used for our women's breakfast and
exactly.
women's events. It's been you've been an absolute blessing for that, for me, to support us in that.
I mean, I knew a little
great.
Bit about it before because I did be a PA, but it's been really good to understand that a bit better as well. So lots of practical things as well that, in a sense, I didn't really suspect, but it's been really... really good.
I mean, I think one of the things that I've learned is that common, to me, there's a common theme of the women that are in their Bible.
Often, yes, for sure.
And praying.
Absolutely.
You know, and you do think that there isn't anything particularly magic about remaining in the faith.
No.
There are spiritual disciplines, aren't there? And and a faithfulness. And I think that that has come through, which is really helpful.
Yes.
So, Sophie.
Yes.
Why are you stepping down from... Yeah. This lovely podcast.
So I was going to say unfortunately, but no, fortunately, my family and I have decided to join Hope Church, which is a plant starting in late November in Tilworth. When you hear this podcast, it probably will be in December, so we probably will have gone already. So hopefully you know where we have gone. So this podcast was very much a cornerstone podcast in a sense that it was for Cornerstone, although we have had listeners from the US especially, and I'm not quite sure who they are. So if you are listening from the US, thank you, but I don't know who you are. But it's mainly from Cornerstone, for Cornerstone rather, and from Cornerstone obviously. And it didn't really make sense to take it with us. Not that we can't do it in Hope, mm-hmm. or we might find an alternative mm-hmm. or another thing to do. But yeah, it felt... It made more sense to keep it here, really. So hopefully it will carry on. We're leaving it in good hands, I'm sure. But
I hope so. Yes, the idea is that I will take it over because I just think it's such a treasure.
Yeah.
It really is a treasure. It's wonderful for our church family.
Yes.
I found it really helpful in getting to know
And I think a lot of people, especially when new to the church, have found it really helpful.
It
to
is
know
really, really
who,
helpful.
And,
it is helpful. We mention it in our newcomers group, so that just so that the women in particular can get to know each other.
Yeah.
And I think people's testimonies are so powerful in their story. And our church is full of, I think at the last count, 32 nationalities.
Mm.
And the gospel is so extraordinary that you can go to a church in another country and you know you're with brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
And when they join us in church and they sit in our homes, in home groups, we're all of the same family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm. And I think you've done a fantastic job of encouraging us in those relationships and seeing that it doesn't matter. Yes, the cultural background of people may be different, but our stories can be very similar or very divisive, or circumstances are such that we had no idea, you know, but the gospel is still the thing that is the precious thing that unites us. So I hope that in the new year, we'll start a new series.
Yeah.
I haven't got an abri.
I'm sure you can
find somebody.
You can find someone.
yes. So I'm sure on behalf of all the women at Cornerstone, I want to thank you because it's just been fantastic.
Thank you so much.
My husband is a fan.
I've heard that from quite a few people that I didn't suspect. But
I think for the men, it's been a lovely way actually to get to know the women.
Yes.
In a way that, you know, it's completely natural and whatever.
Yes,
And
hopefully, I mean, yeah, there was an idea of doing a men's version as well at some point, but we've considered as well doing a couples or different relationships. I did consider at one point doing a mom and a daughter, for example, or different relationships like this, but then it gets very complicated, obviously, as you can imagine. However, if you've heard Sam and Abby's episode, I think this was probably...
The sisters.
I think this was amazing and they did such a brilliant job at smoothly transitioning from one to the other and just building on each other's points, and it was amazing, actually. Yeah. So I hope you've listened to that one, which was our last... These were our last guests for this season, so
So thank you very much, and obviously we are sad to see you go, but excited for Hope Church.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
And excited to see what the next step is for you. Sophie, I'm sure you'll come up with another. You're full of brilliant ideas. I'm sure you'll come up with something else. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And that's all for this last episode of Sister Stories with me. But I leave you with Catherine. And my prayer is that this podcast will have been encouraging to you as you listen, and that those of you staying at Cornerstone can continue to have this great fellowship with one another and grow together in Christ likeness. So all the best to you all, and I'm sure I'll hear from you soon.